To the outside world, medical providers are usually a quiet bunch, preferring to keep professional disagreements discreetly private. But those rules are out the window when it comes to several disagreements between two groups of physicians and Atrium Health, the area's largest hospital system. It started when Southeast Anesthesiology discovered they were being replaced as Atrium's exclusive provider of anesthesiology care after 37 years. The physicians group sued the hospital and began to run ads telling their side of the story. The hospital has countersued. Then another doctor's group, Mecklenburg Medical, sued to be released from their employment agreements and non-compete clauses with Atrium, saying they wanted to spend more quality time with patients and provide them greater value. The hospital relented, or we think they did, but Mecklenburg Medical's request has become fuel for accusations being put forth by Southeast Anesthesiology in their ads. So what's going on here? Are any of the accusations about patient care, patient safety, and cost being thrown about by all of these parties true? Why has this battle been waged so publicly? We invited two journalists who have been deep in the weeds of this unfolding story to share their perspective. WFAE's Alex Olgan is one of them, our healthcare reporter. She joins us today from Phoenix, Arizona, where she is on assignment. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
And Dion Roberts is a business reporter for the Charlotte Observer. Welcome to you as well.
And Mike.
So before we talk about this very public argument, talk about what the goals of all these recent maneuvers are. There was the on-again, off-again merger with UNC Healthcare in Chapel Hill, the merger with the hospital in Georgia, the name change, the removal of Southeast Anesthesiology as the provider of choice after 37 years, now the suit for Mecklenburg Medical Group wanting to be released from their contract. Is increasing revenues and or decreasing expenses at the heart of all this, or is the improvement of patient care and the better delivery of that care, Dion, is that what's at the root of this?
It depends on who's talking. So this is, I mean, this is literally he said, she said. If you listen to Atrium, they say that this is about improving patient care. When you're talking about the anesthesiology issue, they said that they were trying to get the provider of nearly 40 years to, you know, adopt some changes that would make patient care better. And that the provider refused to do that. So Atrium said, sorry, but we're going to go with someone else. The other issue with the Mecklenburg Medical Group doctors is more they're saying that Atrium is actually doing things that aren't good for patient care. Like, for example, if you're a physician with Mecklenburg Medical, according to your employment contract with Atrium, in many cases you can't refer someone to Novant, for example, or Caremont or other healthcare providers. And the doctors say, you know, we might want to steer you to a lower cost provider.
But hasn't that been going on for years? Isn't that just standard operating procedure?
Sure. Yeah. That's true. Hospitals.
So why now?
Well, that's a good question, and we'll probably learn more about that as the case continues to work its way through court. So we don't know where this thing is going to end up with the Mecklenburg Medical Group doctors because, you know, as you said, Atrium has said we're going to let them go, but Atrium hasn't really done that yet.
So let me stop you because we have to take a break. We'll come back and we'll bring Alex into this conversation. We'll talk about very quickly about these suits and countersuits and then where we go from here with all of this. It's Charlotte Talks on WFAE. It's Charlotte Talks on WFAE and WFHE. I'm Mike Collins. We're talking about the very public shenanigans going on, or surrounding shenanigans, not the right word, but it's the activity going on around Atrium and two doctors' groups. And it's usually these things usually happen behind the scenes, not in full view of the public. Dion Roberts is here with the Charlotte Observer, and Alex Olgan, our healthcare reporter from WFAE News, is also with us from Arizona. This all began when, the hospital brought in a consultant to work with Southeast Anesthesiology, who was providing that care for 37 years, to see perhaps, I guess, because we have a new CEO at the hospital, if things could be done differently, more cost-effectively, better. And what happened was they got rid of Southeast Anesthesiology and replaced it with a company called Scope Anesthesia of North Carolina, which just happens to be a new company run by the consultant who had come in to talk to Southeast Anesthesiology, if I've gotten all this correct. So the allegation is, on the part of Southeast Anesthesiology, that they share proprietary information with this consultant who now is going to use it in his new company, Scope Anesthesiology. What's the hospital saying about that, Alex?
They share proprietary information?
Well, the hospital says we didn't share confidential information. Oh, and by the way, it wasn't your information that we shared. It was our information. So, then the hospital is also claiming that Southeast Anesthesiology Consultants and their parent company, Mednax, have shared confidential information that they weren't supposed to share in all these ads and other things that they published on this website. So it's really this back and forth about who did what and whether any of it's true or what part of it's true is a little bit unclear.
Southeast Anesthesiology also alleges that Atrium wanted to make changes that it believes would reduce patient care. Were they specific about what those changes?
So what they claim, it all goes back to this presentation that happened in August by the consultant of these variety of changes that Atrium could make to make their anesthesiology care model more efficient. But Atrium and the new provider tell me, no, we didn't make any radical changes. That was just a presentation when I was the consultant. But what I'm doing is I'm keeping the same ratios of one doctor to four patients at most. So, you know, both the hospital system and the new provider say we're not changing the care delivery model. And I haven't seen their contract, but that's what they say.
So when the new company comes in July, are they going to do things? Are they going to implement what Southeast Anesthesiology alleges the hospital asked, Dion?
We're going to have to wait and see what happens in July. I mean, it's, you know, at this point, the doctor that they've hired to take over the contract is hiring anesthesiologists. They say nothing, you know, as Alex was saying, they're saying that nothing is going to change, that staffing will be the same. They'll continue to use this best practice of no more than one anesthesiologist to four patients in the operating room. At this point, we just have to go by what Atrium and this new provider, Scope Anesthesia, are saying.
So Southeast Anesthesiology is also alleging that in their suit that Atrium is trying to shut them out of the market. What does that mean? Does that mean they have a non-compete, Dion, as well?
It's very common in the healthcare industry for these non-compete agreements to be required of doctors. Even Atrium imposes non-competes on its own employees. And essentially, if you get terminated under certain conditions, if you get terminated by Atrium or in this case Southeast Anesthesiology, if they lose their contract, which they have, for a year to 2 years, it depends. You literally cannot practice medicine in Mecklenburg County because of the way that the restrictions are, you know, within a certain mile radius of Atrium facilities. It essentially, you know, pushes you out of your industry and forces you to actually leave the market, leave the state, maybe to even continue to practice.
But Mecklenburg Medical Group, Alex, they have been asked to be released from their non-compete because they want to extract themselves from the hospital system and become independent. We'll talk later about whether or not the hospital has agreed to that. At first, it appeared last week that they had agreed to that. Now there's some question about that. But if they do agree to that, doesn't that erase the Southeast Anesthesiology non-compete? Wouldn't the precedent have been set, Alex?
So here's the thing that's different with Southeast Anesthesiology. They are employed, or their parent company is Mednax, and so they have non-competes with Mednax as well. They may have something as well with the hospital, but it's different because the Mecklenburg medical doctors right now are directly employed by Atrium. So they both have non-competes, but with different parent companies, I guess would be the way to say it.
Yeah.
I think what Atrium is doing with the Mecklenburg Medical Group by saying we're going to let you out of your non-competes is a move so that they don't appear hypocritical, because they're saying to Southeast Anesthesiology, we'd like to continue to employ your anesthesiologist. So, you know, essentially let them out of their non-competes. So it's an issue, I think, of Atrium not wanting to seem hypocritical. So they're going to lift the non-competes on the Mecklenburg Medical Group doctors, again, in a move so that they don't seem like hypocrites.
I can't understand any of that. Okay.
Sorry.
This is all being waged very publicly in the media. It's astounding, actually. They've been running both sides, Southeast Anesthesiology and the hospital. Mostly Southeast Anesthesiology has been running these full-page newspaper ads and a radio campaign. And here's audio from a Facebook version of their radio ad.
Okay, we're ready to get started. We just need you to count backwards, starting with 100.
Okay. 100.
The patient stopped responding. He wasn't supposed to stop counting yet. There seems to be a problem. Where's the rest of my anesthesia team? We need the physician anesthesiologist, and we need him now. We absolutely need the anesthesiologist now.
Don't go to sleep on radical changes in anesthesiology care.
Aside from the fact that there's a lot of acting going on in that commercial, why did a doctor's group decide to launch such a public campaign like this? Alex, go ahead.
I think it's because, you know, they're really in a bind. They lost this contract. Novant already has their anesthesiology providers. And, you know, Southeast Anesthesiology's parent company, Mednax, they've lost contracts in other parts of the state with other hospitals. So I think, I mean, my perception is it's sort of an act of desperation.
This has resulted in the hospital countersuing with Southeast Anesthesiology, claiming that they have defamed the hospital and that this is spreading what they call false information and scaring patients into canceling procedures or staying away from Atrium, their words. And they've also pointed to at least 50 doctors, they say, who are affiliated with the Southeast Anesthesiology's parent company, Mednax, as filing complaints with the state medical board, claiming that Mednax's business practices violate medical ethics rules. Wouldn't that be equally scary to patients? Well, isn't this all scary to patients?
I think that there is a lot of scare tactics being used right now, publicly, as you know, people affected by this try to advance their agendas. People are confused. You know, I get calls and emails from patients who are wondering, you know, should I go through surgery? Should I wait until July 1st? Should I do it now? This has really stirred up a hornet's nest in the community.
Has anyone been able to investigate the veracity of any of the claims on any of the sides of any of these suits and countersuits? Do we know?
I asked the AG's office if they were looking at any of this, and I don't think that they are. If they are, they haven't told me. But this is really, I think, going to be for the courts to decide. But you know, the hospital system, does get investigated, regularly because of the federal payments that it gets, you know, for Medicare, Medicaid, and all that stuff. So if something is going on over there that jeopardizes patient health, you would think it would be exposed over time.
Well, these big shifts that are being made, evidently, and there's only one, the fact that they've let go Southeast Anesthesiology. Mecklenburg Medical wants to go. That's not the hospital's doing, although it may be behind the scenes. Do we know necessarily? Did something happen that caused them to want to go?
Well, they partially say it's the new contract they had to sign. They didn't like parts of the new contract that the hospital was forcing them to sign. And so I think that was my perception is that that was part of the impetus for them to leave.
Okay. So we have a new CEO, Gene Woods, who came in and took over from Michael Tarwater, who had been there for a very long time. Is his motivation to lower costs? I've asked this before, I think, but I'll ask it again. Is his motivation to lower costs, or is it to improve patient care, a combination of the two? Is some of the resistance to this just resistance to change and the fact that a new guy has come in after so long and is shaking things up?
I think all of the above is what Gene Woods is trying to do, you know, reduce costs, improve outcomes. He's got a project called Destination 2020, which is looking to cut basically $300 million in costs from the system. Part of that has resulted in layoffs, which we've reported on, that are happening in the Charlotte metro area.
Will the cutting of those costs reduce patient costs, or will it simply improve the bottom line for the hospital?
Well, Atrium says that a big driver here is to lower costs to patients. Healthcare costs, I mean, anyone who, you know, has health insurance knows that they're out of control.
Yeah. Anyone who has health insurance doesn't know the real cost of anything because they don't have to pay for most of it. According to a report that you filed about the Mecklenburg Medical Group leaving the hospital and asking to have their non-compete waived, Alex, The hospital system, I think, told the doctors to go ahead and leave and said it would determine how to address the non-compete contract provisions. But last week, somebody reported that the hospital system relented. However, yesterday, Mecklenburg Medical Group said that they had not received a substantive response from the hospital system since announcing their plans to break away a week ago. So does that mean the hospital won't allow the split, or that they are still considering how to handle the non-compete clauses?
Well, what they told me yesterday in a statement is that they're standing by what they said last week, and they're in the process of figuring out the most appropriate way to, quote unquote, grant Mecklenburg Medical Group's request. So I'm not exactly sure. One of the complaints from the attorney for the Mecklenburg Medical Group doctors, because it's not the whole group, it's just a large number of doctors, they're saying, you know, we hear all this stuff in the press. Our lawyer sent their lawyers a letter with some terms and saying, this is how we intend to do this. Can you confirm it? And then we heard nothing back. So it's a lot of wait and see. But in the meantime, Mecklenburg Medical Group patients have gotten notifications from Atrium, because remember, right now they are Atrium doctors, excuse me, saying, don't worry, you know, you can still come to us for care and all that.
So Mecklenburg Medical has accused the system of being monopolistic and of having displaying anti-competitive behavior, including ordering the doctors in most instances to refer patients needing care to Atrium-owned or managed facilities. And Dr. Russell Sauder, who is corporate medical director of Southeast Anesthesiology, accuses the hospital of using monopoly power, and that when the hospital says they are transforming healthcare, that means transforming physicians right out of healthcare, allowing hospital monopolies to control medicine. So two groups are calling the hospital a monopoly. Can that be substantiated?
Well, I mean, the ultimate decider of, you know, monopolies is the Federal Trade Commission, and there is, you know, there's some suits right now in federal court that don't deal with this issue, but does deal with the practice that Atrium has of steering these steering provisions in their insurance clauses, and I won't get into all of that here, but this is not the first time that, you know, we've heard this monopoly word used when talking about Atrium.
This all started with the hospital's decision to sever ties with one hospital doctor's group, the anesthesiology group. Is it unusual for a hospital to change vendors, Alex?
I don't think so. You know, I'm not an authority on this, but I think it's probably not horribly unusual to have some sort of contract changes with providers every once in a while.
Is it unusual? I guess it is unusual, I take it, for acrimony over a divorce like this to spill out into the public sector. Why has it happened this time?
Yeah, this is highly, highly unusual. Again, I think what Alex was saying about the anesthesiology group, it's a big contract. If you look at the filings for Mednax, the parent company of Southeast Anesthesiology Consultants, North Carolina accounts for a big chunk of their book of business, and I think probably a lot of that is this contract with Atrium.
So what will be different? And I'm not sure which one of you to ask. Alex, I'll ask you. What will be different in July when Scope Anesthesia takes over for Southeast Anesthesiology? Well, from a patient's point of view, what will be different?
So Atrium and Scope say nothing other than the fact there will be new doctors. The other thing that Atrium tells me is that they're part of the reason they wanted to go with a new provider is because the old provider wouldn't agree to these bundled payments. And the idea, according to Atrium, is that the patients will now get one bill from Atrium for their surgery, you know, including the anesthesiology services, and that one bill will be less than the two bills that they used to get.
And if the 92 physicians from Mecklenburg Medical Group, including internist, gastroenterologist, endocrinologist, dermatologist, hepatologist, pulmonologist, sleep medicine doctors, cardiologists, if they separate from Atrium, will they still be able to care for their patients at Atrium hospitals? How will that separation impact patients, Dion?
That all goes down to the non-compete agreements and what's decided there.
So we don't really know what the outcome of that is going to be at this point in time.
I'd say no, not for certain.
What will the impact of all this public arguing be on the hospital and on the people who run it?
I think it will make Atrium look to not have these things become public in any way they can, because I don't think the negative publicity is anything they want to see continue.
Dion Roberts, business reporter for the Charlotte Observer. Alex Olgan, our healthcare reporter from WFAE News. Thank you both for explaining it, I think.